to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Life is beautiful. Instead of burning it down, one must embrace it. And you can find inner peace if you chant my mantra.
Huh. Ginger, and that's really deep. Maybe, I never thought about this, but maybe when I'm burning it down, I'm actually burning pieces of my soul. Please, help me.
Follow my lead. Shanti. Shanti. Shanti.
Hey, this is Olympic gold medalist Kurt Angle, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic. Oh, it's real. It's damn real.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for July 14th. Holidays today, real quick. It's Bastille Day. Off with their heads. Also, it's Pandemonium Day. And Danger Boy, I was going to ask you, you used to go to Club Pandemonium, didn't you, out in Henrietta?
I was like 10 years old when that was open.
Okay, I'm just questioning. Today is Pandemonium
right
Day.
Right next to building number two?
That's right, yeah. There was the nightclub.
Where Earth set up their Christmas trees every year?
Yeah, yeah. There was a, yeah, it was one of the buildings at the Monroe County Fairgrounds, the Pandemonium Nightclub. Well, today's Pandemonium Day. I just wanted to ask.
Yes, I was much too young to do that.
Okay, today's actually National Nude Day, and I'm not going to go anywhere with that. And Shark Awareness Day. So we must be getting close to Shark Week. It's got to be coming soon with Shark Awareness Day. Happy 51st to Double J, Jeff Jarrett, former guest. Probably will never hear on the show again.
True statement.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's on our side this time. So, hey, Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire Culver. Join us August 4th for UFC 227 at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. Hosted by us. Drink specials. And that'd be adult beverage specials. Drink specials all night long. That is August 4th at Salvatore Saloon, Salvatore's the Garage Door, UFC 227. Thank you so much for everybody who came out to 226. That was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
We're going to talk a little bit about that on the show because there is a pro wrestling connect. That happened during UFC 226. If you don't know about it, we'll talk about it in a little bit. But you need to hit my plug still. Interested in roller derby, you want to be a skater, officiate, Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and join Rock City Roller Derby. Flower City Fear is the men's team in town. They could also use you if you have any interest in skating, refereeing, helping them out in any way. Go to the Flower City Fear, and that's F-L-O-U-R, City Fear. Facebook page as well as a web page. You can contact them. And thank you everybody who came out last Saturday for that. That was a great turnout for the men's game, and it was a great win by the Flower City Fear in the very last jam of the game. Can't get any more exciting than that. So, let me introduce us. I'm the Cash Man. I'm your humble host. I'm here with Danger Boy in the Studio B.
And good morning. Yeah, it's a little lonely over here this week.
I know, it's like,
especially after last week when we were packed.
Yeah, we had a full house of the artiste in here, and DC and Brian and Peter and everybody. But this week it's lonely old us on our lonely old island. It's called the Pain Clinic, and you can give us a call 222-1280 *1280 if you want to. If you want to, like, you know, chime in on something. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff today. We've got, I mentioned earlier, there was an incident at the end of the UFC that, if you hadn't heard about, we're going to definitely investigate a little bit. But we're also going to talk, we have a pay-per-view this weekend. That's right, a pay-per-view.
Almost like the back seat for everything that we have to talk about.
Pretty much, Extreme Rules. It's going to be in Pittsburgh this Sunday night, WWE Extreme Rules. And we are definitely going to talk about some of the things that... that the WWE focused on, we'll say, this past week leading up to that. And now, by the way, you can text us at 222-1282 if you're shy. And if they're funny, I'll read them. Danger Boy, how you doing today?
I'm doing well.
You doing good? Yeah. You feeling
good?
Beautiful
out.
It is, man. We've been so lucky with the weather around here lately. And
well, my grass doesn't agree.
Is it burning up?
It's a little brown.
So Seth Rollins been around?
Yes.
It's burning?
Burning down.
I was going to say, it's been a beautiful, we have the Cornhill Arts Fest this weekend here going on. You can see it right out the window. We're on the 16th floor of the Five-Star Bank building.
We can see most things right out the window.
Yeah, I know. I see Russia. We can see Russia from here. No. But so we're going to talk about the world of pro wrestling. What do we want to jump into first? Let's talk about you may not agree with this, but I certainly do. The biggest news of the week, Ring of Honor, New Japan, officially are running a show at Madison Square Gardens. We had talked about it. We had talked about it, how they were going to, and then WWE put it in the block. And,
not only are they running a show at Madison Square Garden, they're running a show at Madison Square Garden the night before WrestleMania right down the road.
Yeah, WrestleMania across the street, across the river, you know? Yeah. Interesting, you know, because we really want to go to that. I think we're thinking about doing the show, going down there as a show.
I'd be torn, though, because do I want to go to NXT or do I want to go to Ring of Honor?
Yeah, that's a good question. That's a tough one. Where's NXT emanating?
Barclays.
Oh, my gosh. So there's so much going. Yeah, it's going to take away a little bit. I mean, they're gutsy to do it on the day before WrestleMania.
If they're smart, they undercut the ticket prices.
I will say that New Japan has a lot to do with them getting this, too, I think. Their G1 series that they're doing, the G1 supercards they're doing here.
It's the G1 supercard. The interesting thing on there, though, is there's one picture in the promo video they put out. There is one picture of the Young Bucks in the beginning of it, and there is no mention whatsoever of Kenny Omega.
Really? See, DC Dan Cole's not here to tell the story, but DC proposed an incredible question on his Facebook page this week. He says, did the WWE come in and pull a super, super duper surprise by having the Bucks and Kenny Omega showing up on WrestleMania and off of the Ring of Honor card that weekend?
Yeah, to be honest, it wouldn't surprise me at all.
Wouldn't surprise you at all?
Wouldn't surprise me at all.
What do you guys think? 222-1280 *1280. Some people, I mean, there's a lot of people listening to this show that are strictly WWE. They don't care about anything else. And in fact, the tickets went on sale yesterday for the WWE show here in Rochester.
Yes.
August 26th, is it?
Yes.
Okay. I'm glad I remembered it. It's going to be, and they went on sale. I don't know if you guys got your tickets. If you do, tell me where you're sitting. But they went on sale yesterday, and they actually started running the ads 2 weeks ago on Raw, this past week on Raw. I saw the ads for, you know, and isn't it a Raw card still, I think? I can't remember.
Last I'd heard, they switched it to SmackDown, according to the Blue Cross Arena.
They were announcing Raw people on the...
Then that's a Raw show. Oh, who knows?
I don't know. So give us a call, 222...
You'll see some wrestlers. That's all we can... Everyone's heard anyways.
And it's a Saturday night, right?
Sunday.
Oh, Sunday. I mean, the odds are we might actually be able to get a wrestler on this show before the actual show.
It'd be nice if it was a SmackDown show, because then we could definitely probably...
Yeah, I could just go sit outside his house.
Yeah.
Wait for him to come home. But, nevertheless.
And we get another lawsuit, and it'll be another artiste with Trish Stratus thing.
Yeah, I know. 90
500 feet.
500 feet, 90 yards. Yeah, la, la, la. can't go to Canada, stuff like that. Yeah, we know. I will say that I just realized it was yesterday. I was talking with Polly from the Wee Show because yesterday was my mega day over here, up here at iHeartMedia. I got to work with Brother Wee's in the morning, and then I ran Kimberly and Beck's show in the afternoon. So I got here. I was here from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m.
It's a long day.
It was a mega day. So it was like, I was talking with Paulie, and he's like, I got my tickets. I already got my great seats. And it's like, it's a live event. It's not a live TV show. So I just want to remind you folks that it will not be on TV.
However, back to the subject, we do have a lot of WWE fans, people that only watch WWE. They hear us talk about New Japan. They hear us talking about ROH and this stuff. To put a little historical perspective on this, and we've done this before, there has not been a wrestling show run in Madison Square Garden that is not run by a McMahon since the 1920s.
So this is historic, and it may open the door for other things too, you know?
And in the video they have, or I have seen a press release from Madison Square Garden where they were excited to have this show.
Very cool. Well, you know, I mean, it's a new age, you know? I mean, if WWE can't, you know, I mean, WWE just did a show there last week.
Yes.
And The Undertaker was on it.
They lit it up purple for The Undertaker.
Yeah, they had the Undertaker actually wrestled, and you can go online, you can find his entrance. A lot of people were posting the videos of him coming out, and it's like, it's not like you hadn't seen it for the last 20 years, but it's the same entrance, okay, yeah. Folks?
What's interesting is it also came out this week that originally Cody Rhodes had been talking to the Staples Center for All In to doing it in Los Angeles, and they straight up said they do not want any wrestling that's not WWE.
Well, they have the contract with them for the SummerSlams, and wasn't that the
they were doing SummerSlam for a while, and now SummerSlam's going, or no, SummerSlam's been Brooklyn. I forgot what they were doing it for a while, and then they left there. And,
yeah, they had like a 3-year contract for one of their shows there. So, yeah, interesting. You know, it's like, but you know, they got a good place. They sold it out, and I was talking with my friend Vinny Paulino, who's a comedian, local comedian, probably funniest guy in Rochester, and I know he is, but he was telling me last night about Bruce Pritchard's show. As well as he was teasing me a name that might be coming to town to do another one. That's a name I haven't told anybody on the show yet, but we will in commercial break. So if you're following us on Facebook Live, you might hear it. But don't tell anybody, okay, if you hear about it. But I'm not going to say it on the air. But nevertheless, when controversy creates cash, you might just have somebody coming to town. So nevertheless, maybe we'll just say that. But he was telling me that, that he's going to All In because of, Bruce Pritchard's guy.
Conrad?
Conrad has him set up for the podcast thing the day before.
Well, you didn't set us with the podcast thing the day before.
Well, because we didn't go to the show this past week and like hook up with him and everything. So I'm going
to. Well, we had to hook up with him. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah. We'll probably have Vinny give us a call in during when he's up there for that because I'm really curious about how that's going to go the day before All In. But
CM Punk's going to be there.
I know. It's crazy. A lot of CM Punk words going around too. There was a whole segment of Bruce Pritchard's last podcast about CM Punk. I'm sure CM Punk has said the same thing in the past someplace else, saying the same exact things that Bruce was telling the stories about the creation of his Pepsi tattoo and stuff. And we had talked to him about that. So there's no big story behind that. But there's some crazy, you know, it's some crazy stuff. We're going to go to break on that. We've got did we really give it this justice, Ring of Honor coming to Madison Square Gardens? I mean, it's historic. It's
huge. And yeah. I'm sure as it gets closer and they start announcing some of the matches and all that stuff, it'll, we'll cover it more extensively. It's still 9 months away, but.
Yeah, but it will be a quick 9 months. We got to get our tickets to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
We have to go look online and see if we can get some of those $35 nosebleeders there. Oh, we'll be back after this. Give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
After this week, there's a whole lot that I could come out here and talk about, but I've literally never had anybody stare me in the face and say, go out there and call me out, Roman. So I don't know about you, Boston, but I'm curious about what Bob can do.
We see what you're trying to do. You bring us out here, you act like you're going to be professional, and then you just try to stir the pot. But the thing is, it's not working. Because you're The Miz, and you're terrible at everything. I will delete you. So if you're asking whether I'm going to punch you in the face, the answer it's not all bad, Seth. At least you'll still have your catchy little nicknames, plus a painful, career-defining loss in which you got a glimpse of the future of this place.
I'm WWE superstar John Cena, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports Radio 1280 WHTK. Listen and feel the pain.
Wonderful. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man. I'm joined by Danger Boy and you. You can give us a call, 222-1280. If you're outside the area code, put a 585 in front of that. You can also text us. I can read your text at that number, too, if you're shy and you don't want to come on the air. But this man I know is not shy, and he's coming on the air with us. It's Tiger Smith. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, Rich? What's going on, Danger Boy? I keep forgetting that that's your name. It throws me off every time.
Yeah. Well, he's been Danger Boy for almost 20 years.
Yeah.
So when did he become Danger Man?
That's a question. I think never. You know, he'll be Danger Boy on his tombstone, okay?
Good. Good. Keep the gimmick. Write it out.
That's right. That's right.
Now, why are people still talking about CM Punk?
I'll be right with you.
I'm just wondering. I mean,
let me ask you, are you in a drive-thru right now?
I am in a drive-thru right now.
I heard someone will be right with you.
I know. Well, I got to get Angel some Dunkin', otherwise she'll kill me.
Gotcha. So, CM Punk, he left in a very high position in the company, and you know, a lot of people don't forget that, especially if you're from Chicago, you know.
It's been a couple of years, and his name means Chick Magnet Punk. I mean, come on.
Well, his name always meant Chick Magnet Punk.
I thought it was Cookie Monster Punk.
No, it came out in the court case.
Oh, it was in a court case?
Yeah, in the recent one.
He had to say his name or say what it meant.
That's bizarre to get your name, because he always kind of played. He played with that for a while.
Well, he was part of the team, the Chick Magnets, when he first started, so...
Yeah, so what else, man?
Yes, he was.
Okay, I know you're making your order, so can you get me something? I'd like to have, just a black coffee.
Oh, you want a black coffee?
I'm kidding. No, what's up? So what else do you want to talk about?
Can I get a medium black coffee?
Anything else?
Yeah, a large, what do you got, frappuccino?
This isn't bad radio. Okay. Just the timing was not right.
But no.
That was Tiger Smith. You might remember him. Wrestled here in town. Did a bunch of other things. Now I have a feeling he's going to be bringing a coffee up to the radio station before we're done today. But we want to talk about some other things, too. The next thing we're going to address, and it has nothing to do with CM Punk, though it might a little bit. It has something to do with a wrestler, and it's UFC. At the end of last weekend's UFC 226 main event between Daniel Cormier and Stipe Miocic, after Stipe Miocic got knocked out 4 minutes and 40 seconds into the first round, which was unbelievable.
If you don't watch UFC and you don't know anything about it, that doesn't surprise you as much as the people who follow and did not expect that to ever happen. Maybe out-wrestled, maybe decisioned, not getting knocked out in the first round. No one saw that coming.
Yeah, definitely. So Stipe got knocked out. His string of three straight defenses, the most in the history of the heavyweight title of UFC, ends. But then Daniel Cormier gets on the microphone, and he's in all his glory. And listen, I give DC power to it, DC, man. He deserved it, DC. Still can't beat John Jones. He knows that, but because John Jones is on performance-enhancing drugs. But nevertheless, DC's, you know, talking about someone he'd always like to wrestle, who he'd like to get in the octagon. It just happens to be that Brock Lesnar came out before the main event and sat octagon side for the fight. So to me, it's all of a sudden, I think, is Vince McMahon running this company? Does Vince McMahon have any power here? Because why would they bring out Brock Lesnar if, of course.
Because Dana White borrows from Vince McMahon and his promotion.
And so what happens is Daniel Cormier goes, I like to fight Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar gets up and goes into the octagon, pushes DC back pretty bad. Looked like maybe a little pull apart, though it was really a phony looking pull apart if it was. And then proceeds to bury the entire UFC heavyweight division in like three sentences. Yeah, pretty much.
Three explicit filled sentences.
Yeah, he just said too. He said, you know, Stipe, you ain't this. He said,
Nagano, which proved he wasn't. So
Nagano, you ain't this. And DC, I'm gonna something you up. Okay.
And then he broke a camera by throwing the mic at it.
Yeah, and then he threw the mic. It was, and so this was like, I mean, and there was like pull aparts and you know, and that to me, and it just reeked of WWE.
You know what the worst part was? Joe Rogan standing right behind him, smiling the whole time because he knew exactly what was going on.
Oh, I think someone saw the script. He goes, it's going to get a little crazy in here for a second. Yeah, Joe went to talk to him.
And Lesnar had a smile on his face the whole time.
I know. Lesnar was getting into it. Lesnar, he kind of, you know, I mean, he hasn't, you know, think about his UFC career. He has a losing record. He lost, and his last fight he won, but then it was taken away from him because of his test positive. And one thing we found out is that what is it called? He went back into the pool, the
USADA pool.
USADA pool, which means that he can fight now in January.
So in January, you will see Brock Lesnar versus Daniel Cormier.
Yes. And
probably the week before Super Bowl.
Or
the night before Super Bowl, whenever they have their big card around then.
Yeah, I think they did. Didn't they do it a Friday night before the Super Bowl one year? It might have been, or maybe a Saturday. It's definitely before the Super Bowl, but that's going to happen. I'm sure they would prefer it to happen in December where they like
that.
Well,
they prefer it to happen in November at MSG, but.
Yeah, that's true. They're going to be back there, but he'll still get being built up at that point. But what do you think, Danger Boy? I mean, did you get the same feeling I did?
Oh, yeah, that was completely 100% contrived. You could see the writing on the wall as soon as they brought Lesnar out. Him in a suit looks weird in the first place. But coming into the octagon, you know, DC had been talking about him. It had been rumored. They wheel him out. They bring him in the cage. They do their little pull apart. Some little tiny guy tries to push Brock and should have probably just bounced off of him.
Yeah, well, he did kind of bounce off of him. And it's like, maybe then not everybody was in on it in the crew there.
I'm pretty sure Cormier was in on it. I'm pretty sure Brock was in on it. I know Joe Rogan was in on it.
When they gave Cormier the microphone, I said, okay, now it's starting, you know, cause they just handed it to him. They didn't even go to an interview. They went and just handed him the microphone at the end. So
Joe congratulated him and then handed him the mic.
And then I begin to believe, what if Stipe had won?
They would have done the same thing with Stipe and Brock.
You think so?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Brock was going to come back. Brock is, despite his problems with his win-loss record and all that stuff, Brock is a legitimate draw for that company. And they don't have that many currently because they always run into injury problems and the such. So bringing him back, they want a million buys. And they'll get a million buys with Brock Lesnar versus either one of those for the heavyweight title.
I produce a Carl Falk show Monday through Friday on this station, 3 to 6 p.m. if you ever want to check it out. And I'm on occasion. And we were talking on Monday about the UFC. And he said to me, he goes, do you feel, I mean, there's nothing fixed in UFC, but didn't, you know, I mean, if that's the way, the perfect way that they wanted it to end, the way it ended, so that what happened after that would have happened. You know, so I'm not saying there was a fix or anything on in there, but, you know, like you said, Stipe would have done the same thing. I don't know if Stipe would have done the same thing.
It probably wouldn't have been the same type of promo with Cormier calling out Lesnar, but he would have said something to him. I can almost guarantee they had it worked for both those guys to do that if they had won.
Okay. So I would like
unless they're both knocked out, and then it would have been Brock would just come in and ate somebody or something.
Yeah, he was hungry, and Brock was looking huge. You see him compared to DC in there.
Well, DC's he's not a little guy. He weighed in at 246, so yeah. he's a good sized guy, but he's not tall. Stipe towered over him too, but Brock is a massive individual.
And Stipe caught him with that forearm, and that's really what knocked him. Stevie got caught by the forearm from Cormier as he went up, because that's the only way he could punch him in the head, was go punching up. And that's really why. And Stipe,
he rock'em-socked him.
Yeah, he did. Stipe actually wanted a rematch, and Cormier said, I don't think it's going to happen. So,
well, Cormier, the week before, said he thought he had two fights after that one. He was very confident he was going to win, but he thought he had two fights, Brock Lesnar and John Jones. Those are the two fights he wanted.
Well, we're going to get at least one of them right now, and John Jones will be back soon enough. 222-1280, star 1280 is the number. You can text us at that number. Or you can do like the old-fashioned way, like Scott from Henrietta did, and he called us. Hey, Scott, what's happening?
I don't know. It felt very forced to me. It just felt very fake. The whole Cormier-Lesnar thing, it didn't feel like a real UFC thing. It felt like it was Vince McMahon in the back screaming at someone in his microphone saying, you got to do it this way.
Yeah, they may have practiced it. Who knows?
There are rumors that Cormier, he is a big wrestling fan. He might show up at SummerSlam.
Oh, yeah. And Cormier actually has talked about moving over to the WWE. I mean, he was there when Ronda debuted. If you remember, yeah. She went up and hugged him, you know?
Yeah, he was standing right next to Dana White.
Yeah, Dana White was there. Yeah, they all were there. So they're all fans, you know? I know. Yeah, and you know what? And it may have been practiced, you know, which really would have killed me if I would love to see video footage of that, you know? Okay, Stevie. Now, Stevie, you do it, okay? And see how it goes, you know?
I can imagine, Stevie, Brock Lesnar, please come to ring. Please come to ring so I fight you.
With a Modelo in his hand?
Yeah, with a Modelo.
Yeah, with a Modelo in his hand. And then that lousy Modelo music playing in the background. But I was more interested in the happenings of New Japan this week, because it was quite the week for New Japan, especially, you know, considering they killed one of their top cruiserweights, or nearly killed him.
Yeah, that was I finally saw the bump there, and that's there's a lot of times you'll see something sick happen in the ring, and you'll go, I think he just broke his neck, and you can tell he's selling. This time he actually did break his neck.
Oh, who was that? I didn't see it.
Takahashi Hiromu.
Was that in G1?
Yeah.
The G1?
It was in G1. They were doing, he had him in a full Nelson, and he was trying to do like some kind of full Nelson suplex, and something happened. I don't know if Dragon Lee couldn't handle the weight or what, but Takahashi drove his head into the mat and then dragged his neck. It Ooh. Looked horrible. I mean, it's one of those genuine things where you watch and you're like, oh my God, that hurt.
And he finished the match with a broken neck, went backstage and collapsed, and they acknowledged he broke his neck.
I was watching that show. That was the one it was on last Saturday, right?
Yeah, you went back and watched it after we left UFC.
I know. It's like I went back and watched it till 4 a.m. But yeah, I watched that, and it was, I didn't realize, I didn't stop and watch that close, because man, that's terrible. Jim Ross got hurt too in that. Did you see when Jim Ross got landed on and he broke a rib?
Yeah, and it set off Barnum, which was in itself hilarious.
Well, Barnum, I won't mess with that guy, okay? He's 6'7", he'll kill you.
That's why Jay White ran. I've never seen, you know, you think about it, and it looked for a minute like it might have been staged, but you could tell he was legitimately angry, and Jay White was running for his life.
Well, you see the look on JR's face? I mean, it looked like he had been shot. You know, it looked like...
He has a bad condition, apparently, with his lungs, where he's not allowed to have any physical contact. That was the whole problem with it. He's not allowed to, you know, be messed with at all. And there was apparently some miscommunication. They thought that all of the barricades were linked and they could not be moved. Apparently, that was not the case. So the wrestlers thought that, okay, I can slam him into the barricade. The barricade's not going to move. It's not going to hurt anybody. They threw him into the barricade. The barricade hit the table. The table hit JR and broke a rib.
And I've seen a shot of JR just wincing in agony right in the middle of the show, too, you know?
Yeah, and give him credit. He finished the show. He's got a broken rib, and now he's canceling dates because they're afraid of, you know, blood clots in his lungs. But he's doing his best. You know, he did his best to finish the show. That was a rough show for injuries because apparently Cody got hurt, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, I heard that, too. I heard something had happened to Cody. I watched it. It was great. You know, it was, you know, I mean, he went, you know, he came out, you know, I mean, he came out and got beat down by everybody. It's like, is it to Haku and his kids?
Yeah, Haku.
It's like, yeah, they like take over the Bullet Club or something?
You have now seen the beginning of the Bullet Club Civil War.
Okay.
The original Bullet Club, which is basically the entire Tongan faction, because... And what's great about this is there's been a whole ton of interviews and press about it. The Tongans, specifically Tama Tonga, has declared, I am the ranking member, and so is Bad West Fale. There are no leaders in Bullet Club. There is only a council. And apparently they've even gone ahead and said AJ Styles and a bunch of other people were in on this. You know, they actually went ahead and said, we got AJ Styles' blessing. We got Finn Balor's blessing. Everybody gave their blessing for this to happen. And it's going to be Fale, the Tongue, and pretty much the entire Tongan contingent versus the Elite.
Oh, that's going to be pretty cool. I'm going to look forward. Well, I mean, they pretty much took them all out at the end of the show, destroyed everybody.
Which side is Spider-Man on?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
And where's Skrull show up? Is he part of the Elite?
Skrull is part of the Elite. Apparently, Cody is taking time off to heal because of the bump he took, because they had a powerbomb spot where Omega powerbombed him over the. He threw him over the top rope, and he was supposed to go through a table.
Yeah.
He did not go through the table. The table moved.
Yeah, he I remember that spot now. That's where he got hurt. Yeah. Oh.
And Cody basically said he's done until All In. He's now done. He's taking some time off. He needs to heal.
That was a long drop if you saw it on TV from the ring to the outside and then landing on. I saw that and it's like there's not much give where he hit, you know?
Yeah. So it was because that 3 hours of New Japan plus all the interviews this week that they've been giving have been more exciting than anything else.
That's true.
At least for me and WWE wise.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, that would explain why Raw hit its lowest rating ever.
Yeah. Raw did take a guy hurt this week. But then we're still kind of like in our July 4th kind of mode around here, I think. You know, I mean, everyone, you know, because July 4th being in the middle of the week, some people took time off. But yeah, it was, and I tell you, that was a great G1 show, though. I was like, but it was like 4.5 hours. It was a lot.
Sorry,
long
guys. There's someone following me, but I thought it was a cop. It's not a cop. Okay.
Oh, would you put the phone down? I gotcha. Oh, wait,
I put the phone down thinking they were going to get me, but it wasn't a cop.
We are having an interesting day with phone conversations.
Hey, by the way, watch out for that. Oh, man. No, I'm kidding.
See, I'm down at Geneseo at the air show. I'm more worried about the things in the sky falling on me right now than I am the cop part.
Yeah, well, apparently they throw pumpkins out of those, too, I hear.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting during a bombing run, I have a feeling. There's actually a lot of people down here, and there's some really cool planes up in the air, so it should be a fun day.
Well, man, thank you for calling. I haven't talked to you in a few weeks, so it was nice to talk to you.
I have been so bored to death by WWE, I have been waiting for something to call in and actually talk about, other than how much I can't stand their programming, and this was a fun week for wrestling.
Definitely. Oh, definitely, especially with the announcement. I mean, MSG, I mean, is it worth, you're a big fan, is it worth going down to catch that show at MSG?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, I pointed it out, too, and I don't know who else caught on to it. What's very interesting is that this is scheduled for later this year. There is absolutely no mention in the press release at all of Kenny Omega or the Young Bucks.
Yeah, we were mentioning that. The Young Bucks are in a picture, though, I believe.
There is a picture of the Young Bucks during the video, but there is nothing about Kenny Omega.
Yeah, because Kenny's contract's up first, and I don't.
Oh, the Bucks are up in November.
But I thought Kenny's was up in August.
No, Kenny's signed through January. He signed after Wrestle Kingdom.
Yeah, but the Bucks, you say, are up in November?
That's last I heard.
Okay, we'll see what happens, man. Thank you for calling, brother.
All right, guys, take it easy.
Enjoy the show.
Anytime.
All right, 222-1280, star 1280. We're going to break on that.
Breaker 1-9.
Break one. It's the Legend of Zelda part portion of the show. All right, we're going to go to break. We'll be back on the flip side. Give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280, or Texas. Got some more stuff to talk about. I want to talk a little bit about, speaking of contracts, Daniel Bryan. And we're going to talk about that when we get back. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
I have zero respect for Roman Reigns. I don't like him. I don't like the way he walks. I don't like the way he talks. I don't like the fact that he thinks he's a sheriff of Monday Night Raw. And I don't like the fact that he keeps bringing up what happened 10 years ago with me. Enough already.
It doesn't matter where I've been. What matters is where I am going. Look at me. Check the resume.
It's me, Bo.
Wow. You got me good.
Hey, are you ready for the night?
The relation of this interterrestrial will be wonderful. Yeah.
Why are you taking orders from this little pipsqueak right here? I don't get it. I mean, why are you letting him lead you around on a leash? I just don't understand. Oh. No, I know what it is. He knows your secrets.
Hey, this is Mike Tyson, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm Cashman with Danger Boy. Mike Tyson, where'd he go? No.
I'm not keeping an eye on him.
Yeah, Mike Tyson's an awesome dude. Hey, well, I just want to let you know that we're going to be out at Salvatore's August 4th for UFC 227. Come on out. Join us, 149 Eastridge Road. And it'll be at Salvatore's Saloon as well. There's never a cover for UFCs. We want to thank everybody who came out to 226. I'll tell you, have just as much fun for 227. That's August 4th. Salvatore's Saloon. Salvatore's at the garage door. UFC 227. And, you know, I think we could do like a line dance to this Bludgeon Brothers song. You know, you can do like kind of like the Thriller dance. Ready?
You can do a line dance. And that's why you're on Facebook Live today, is so you can dance for the camera.
Okay, there. You've seen enough already on Facebook Live. I was just doing my little Thriller line dance.
You just set back live video for 6 years.
Okay. Welcome back to the show. We're going to talk a little bit tonight.
Oh, DC, you're missing out today.
Yeah, well, because I've got a camera on me, and I'm a kid who just has to entertain. So I just start doing all sorts of stupid things. So if you do want to follow us on Facebook, you can watch the video we're streaming right now at Facebook Live. It's Pain_Clinic, I believe.
Yes. I don't know what it is on Facebook.
Look it up. I don't remember it off the top of my head, but it's Pain Clinic. It's Pain_Clinic on Twitter.
Just look up the Pain Clinic.
Yeah. So, and if you can,
you either find something medical or us.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got a choice.
It's true. You know, it's either, you know, someone who's going to heal your pain, or we're going to give you pain.
Yeah.
So, but we're going to talk a little bit about today. There's a show in Rochester.
There is.
UPWs.
Red, White, and Bruised.
Red, White, and Bruised. And it's at
Pineapple Jack's.
Pineapple Jack's.
Doors are at 5:30. The bell time is 6, and there's a bunch of good matches. Nick Andover's Lionel Knight for the heavyweight title. We got a whole bunch of number one contenders matches. We got tag title matches. We got Matic versus Colin Delaney, who we saw this Tuesday on 205 Live.
Yeah, did you see him?
I did.
That was fantastic.
Yes. If you are not watching 205 Live and you are a real wrestling fan and you like the stuff you see with NXT or even ROH and whatnot, start watching 205 Live. Since Triple H has taken over, it's been one hell of a show. It's gotten a lot better. They don't do the stupid character things anymore. It's all wrestling driven, so you get some great matches. And you'll see some people that you've heard their names before, but you haven't seen them actually work, and it's very entertaining.
And you got Colin Delaney in quite a match against who's he? I'm trying to remember now who it was. I'm an idiot.
Velveteen Dream's old tag partner, yeah, from Maryland. I can't think of the name off the top of my head.
Well, nevertheless, it was a fantastic match.
Now I'm going to be bugged. I'm going to look this up.
I'm going to look it up as we're talking. But yeah, so Colin would be wrestling tonight at Pineapple Jack's. And if you're not catching him on TV, I guess you can catch him here in town. It's a great show. Never a bad show when you UPW, you get within five.
Leo Rush.
Leo Rush, that's it. Leo Rush. Oh, we know Leo Rush. Yes, Leo Rush wrestled around here too, I remember.
Leo Rush wrestled everywhere for a while.
Yeah, I was surprised because Colin really fits well into that division too. So I'm very happy for him. Hopefully,
did a funny backstage segment with him when he was getting checked out by the doctor, and Ellsworth was getting checked out by the doctor, and Ellsworth just kind of like shrugged at him like he didn't know who he was. It was very entertaining.
Yeah, so
very short but very entertaining.
Starting the feud between Ellsworth and Colin Delaney. So, but that was So you can catch that today. And what time is the show? 5:30. The doors open 6:00.
Doors open. Yes, 5:30. Doors open 6:00. Show Pineapple Jack's on Spencerport Road. Good time to be had by all.
And plus, it's local wrestling, and you don't have to wait for WWE to come back to town August 26th, which the tickets went on sale yesterday if you want to catch them coming to town. They've already announced matches in the commercial on TV, so that's why I say I think it's Raw, because it's Raw characters, Raw people who are they've announced.
See, the problem is I have the Spectrum streaming service, and I don't get local commercials, so I don't see the local commercials for the wrestling.
Makes sense. Makes sense 100%. So, so we're going to talk now. Let's see. We talked about that. Definitely check out that show today. It's, you know what? It's a beautiful day, but it'd be make a great night too, you know?
You want to get out of the heat and go have an adult beverage.
Yeah, go have an adult.
Watch some wrestling.
And see some guys you see on TV every once in a while,
yeah.
You know? So it's very, very cool. Another thing I teased, I want to talk a little bit about Daniel Bryan. Some news came out this past week, and I do have I don't know if you've seen my updated injury report. He's not on it, though, but we'll go through that maybe a little bit later. Well, but
the injury report is forever long.
It's like a page in length. But Daniel Bryan, it looks like more and more like Daniel Bryan will be re-signing with the WWE once his current contract expires on Saturday, September 1st. Bryan is now being advertised for the WWE European Tour in November. Bryan also announced for the WWE Super Show Down Under event. I think that's what it was. Super Show Down. That's what it is. Showdown in Australia, October 6th. That'll air on the WWE Network. And it should be the WWE's website also has Bryan listed for all the SmackDown Live events after September 1st. So, I mean, things can change.
Things can change, and we don't know where it's going, but expect an angle with him tomorrow from what I'm hearing. So that'll be interesting.
Oh, really?
Maybe with someone he's had a few year long feud with
Is it somebody he wants to punch in the face?
Yes.
That he admitted in an interview in England like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
last week was it? Maybe. Say hi to Rennie out there listening in Atlantic City. We got some people sending messages on Facebook. It's pretty cool.
We do have to talk about that. So we got that Super Showdown event in Australia that is happening October 6th. What happened this week is they pushed TLC, which was supposed to be their October pay-per-view, to December, and they're taking out Clash Champions. And currently, there is not a pay-per-view in October. There is going to be a six-week build for Survivor Series from what it looks like currently.
Wasn't Hell in a Cell in October?
It's going to be in September this year.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm.
But there is also a rumor, and I don't know how far it's going to go, that they might do an all-female pay-per-view or all-female show on the network to make up for the greatest Royal Rumble where there were no women.
I would not have a problem with that. In fact, they should have like maybe the greatest women's Royal Rumble and then let them have like 40 people in it or something.
I don't know if they have 40 women under contract.
But they are building up names, I see, for this women's this women's tournament.
The Mae Young Classic.
Yeah, in fact, we got a new name that was just added to it just the other day. It was Caitlyn. You might remember her when she wrestled for the WWE. She was a diva champ at one time. She's been added to, which is, I guess, is going to be filmed in August at Full Sail University and air later in the summer on the WWE Network. But Caitlyn has been added. There's like six women already that they've announced that's going to be part of this tournament.
And they've got, there's rumors there's going to be some very impressive women wrestlers on the show, a few coming from Japan, possibly one who is definitely 100% signed. She showed up when they were in Japan a couple weeks ago. Iro, I can't remember how to pronounce her last name.
Sure.
It's like Shakiri or something like that. She's supposedly fan. I have not seen her work, but she is supposedly better than any Japanese woman we've seen yet.
Really?
Yes. That includes Asuka and Kairi Sane.
Kairi Sane too. Really? Interesting. And there'll be some surprises. I mean, there's probably some cast-offs from TNA who might be showing up there to our Impact Wrestling.
Well, I would expect to see, like, Deonna Purrazzo, who they signed specifically, according to Cody, to get away from All In and stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, wasn't Deonna Purrazzo part of the last Diva Surge, or the last Tough Enough show?
I know she was doing, she did some enhancement talent work for both Impact and NXT.
Yeah, I know.
And then she was wrestling in Ring of Honor, but she has signed a deal with WWE, and there's thoughts that it was because she was involved with All In and she was available. So there'll be some good wrestling on this show. They're going with a lot of different names. There are a couple people doing it for the second time, but they're trying to branch out a little bit and expose some more people.
Yeah, and they're going to find, and I mean, listen, there's a lot of people, there's a lot of women out there, great women wrestlers who really aren't signed right now.
Yes.
So, I mean, some of them do like the women's division, like Ron, when Artis was up here, he was telling us about seeing the all women's shows in Chicago.
The Shimmer shows. Stuff like that.
That's, I mean, but listen, that's where all the women who are in WWE now came from. I mean, it's where Bayley was Shimmer and a bunch of the women.
Sasha wrestled.
Sasha wrestled.
A lot of the women you see now have been on the independent hadn't seen. There's very few that weren't.
Yeah, so we're going to go to break on that, come back, and we have one last segment. If you want to give us a call, 222-1280, star 1282. If you're outside the area code, put a 585 on it. You can also text us at that number. I see we got a few texts. I may read them when we come back, but your calls are welcome. We'll be back right after this on Fox Sports 1280.
Hey, it's The Miz from the WWE on Sports Radio 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man with Danger Boy. Someday Danger Man. I don't know. It just doesn't roll off the tongue that well.
It's been almost 20 years. I don't know if it's going to happen.
Yeah, like I said, it's going to be on your tombstone when The Undertaker puts you in there. You know, 222-1280, star 1280 is the number. Take a quick call. We've got Brian from Rochester on the line. Brian, what's up, buddy?
Hey guys, you know what, Reggie? Here's a suggestion for next week. You said this for next week. See, I'm the Cash Man, Reggie Ridge, along with and then you don't say Danger Boy. You just say this is Danger Man for next week. Tell it flies. I'm kidding.
Okay, no idea, guys. Sorry. Go away. No. What's up, Brian? Go ahead. I'm kidding, Brian.
I'm teasing, buddy. No, what are your thoughts on tomorrow night's championship match between AJ Styles and Rusev?
You know what? Rusev is...
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for calling, Brian. Rusev is... He's a great wrestler when he gets put into situations where he can actually wrestle with somebody.
His commentary this past week on the AJ versus Shinsuke match was fantastic.
Yeah,
and he reminded everybody he came down to WrestleMania on a tank.
He did. It's right. I remember that. It was in freaking San Jose or whatever it was.
It was awesome.
Yeah, him and Lana. And I don't care about Lana Day, okay? Lana Day can go away as far as I'm concerned. I'm looking for it. It'd be a good match. Actually, I hate to say this, and someone had texted us, what do we think about Lashley and Reigns? And I'm actually intrigued to see how that's going to end. Because I don't think Lashley is getting like a heavy push right now, and Reigns is kind of like the gatekeeper right now. So I'm thinking if the winner of that match most likely is going to get Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam. That's what we've been hearing. Okay, so Lashley Lesnar because of the MMA mix there, or I mean, I don't know.
If they do that, I see more of an opening for Cormier.
Yeah, who knows? But Cormier's still—he's a double champ now. He's not leaving anytime soon.
I didn't say he was going to leave. I say him showing up.
Oh, definitely showing up. Yes.
But did you see who wrote Reigns's and Lashley's segment this week at Raw?
Who was that?
It was Paul Heyman.
Oh, really?
Apparently, Paul Heyman was backstage and was listed as a contributor on a lot of segments. And there's talk that might be his role going forward when Brock leaves.
Oh, I would love that. I would love to Paul Heyman. You know, when inspired and when creatively inspired, is a genius in this business. At times, he did put out some garbage when he was in ECW. Yeah. But some of the stuff that we saw between Raven and Sandman and Raven and Tommy Dreamer and
even
all
the
that,
Golden Age of SmackDown was all Paul Heyman.
Yeah. So what I think I'm excited. To answer the texter's question, I'm excited for the Lashley and Reigns match because we know that person's going to go on to Lesnar, and we'll see how that kind of, and I would not be surprised if Lesnar doesn't show up at the pay-per-view this weekend.
Yeah, it wouldn't shock me at all.
And I mean, right now they're not saying he's going to be there. There's no announcement he's going to be there, but I would not be surprised in the least. Maybe he'll want to pick his appointment, you know?
Real quick, because Rick wrote in this week instead of calling in.
So did he write in 18 questions?
No, it's just one.
Okay.
When is Ambrose coming back? Is he cleared yet? We're keep hearing end of the summer. There's always rumors he's going to be back at every pay-per-view.
I'll read what it says about Dean Ambrose in my extended list. It says, Dean Ambrose is scheduled to return to the ring around the end of summer. As noted, Ambrose was in Binghamton, Alabama this past week to meet with doctors and do rehab. Ambrose was also at the WWE Performance Center recently. Ambrose has been out of action since undergoing surgery to repair a tricep tear back in mid-December 2017. So there's your answer. Soon. That's all they can say. So, yeah.
It would make sense that after probably either at or after SummerSlam, and supposedly he's coming back and going to be what we wanted him to be before.
Yeah,
so
we're getting a bunch of people back. Jason Jordan's going to be on TV real soon. I wouldn't be surprised if
he's been cleared for a while.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they start working him and Kurt Angle again and pick up where they left off with that whole thing, because we know that Looks like Charlotte Flair is going to be returning in 3 weeks from, I believe, the ruptured breast implant that
they
fixed.
Yeah, she had surgery for that.
Fandango underwent a left shoulder surgery earlier this week, and he's going to be out, looks like, 6 months. Goldust actually had two knee surgeries this past week. They both were successful. No word on when he might be back. But, I mean, has he really been doing much on TV lately anyways? I mean, he's been working with the women, you know, as a agent, though. I think that's what I've been hearing. He's been
for as old as he is and how long he's been in business, Goldust has been in fantastic shape and been wrestling very well when we have seen him. So it's a little sad he's out, but he's getting fixed up, so.
He'll be back. And R-Truth has been backstage recently, and he's been cleared. He had an injury, it was back in December, I think. Yeah, he had shoulder surgery in December. He did work the Andre the Giant Battle Royal at WrestleMania, but he was definitely still not back to normal then. So, but, and Lars Sullivan of NXT, he's out of it with a storyline injury. So if you think he really broke his jaw,
yeah, that was a faked X-ray they showed, or it might have been someone's X-ray they showed on TV, but it was not.
Yeah, so but you know, and he's probably going to be gone for a couple more weeks. We had a whole slew of injuries in there. What do you think? Okay, we were just told you about the Lashley matchup, and do you think Seth is going to be Universal Champ soon? Since he's going back to Seth again,
do I think he's going to be? No. Do I think he should be in the picture? 100%. He is the most over person, especially since they've been killing Braun Strowman with the stupid comedy stuff.
Someone says, "Why the painted Jeff Hardy? It's kind of lame." And Roman Reigns is the worst from Big John Dud in Elba.
Well, Jeff Hardy likes to paint himself.
Yeah.
He's an enigma. They'll tell you.
He'll tell you he's an enigma. Yes. All right. Now, remember, we had him on, right? You know, it was like 3 months before he debuted in WWE again. We had no clue. We're going to get out of here. Thank you so much for listening. Next week, I'm just going to give you a heads up. We'll talk a little roller derby in the beginning of the show. I know you guys hate that, but it's my show. So too bad if you don't like it. Nevertheless, that'll be just the beginning of next week's show. We're going to also... We'll have lots of news from this fallout from the pay-per-view this weekend. And thank you so much for listening today. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you, Danger Boy.
Thank you.
Body slam somebody you love.